Yeah, thanks, Mikey. And Joe, thanks for asking me. Good afternoon, everybody. My name's Chris, and I'm a drug addict, and not quite Basingstoke, Newbury, but it's close enough, Joe. So whatever. So yeah, I've been very fortunate to have constantly have been of service to this fellowship from pretty much the week I came out of a 12-step treatment center in Bournemouth. And I'm going to try and give you the benefit of how me being of service has benefited, I guess, and bolstered my recovery. I've been around a few years, but I took on the position of GSR at the Basingstoke meeting, Joe. So that's probably where you got it from. I took it on early. It is suggested that the member that takes it on is a year clean and sober. I was 8 months. But the group voted me in because there was nobody else to fill that position. I had no idea what I was doing, I'm not going to lie. And very quickly, I grew to love that bit of service. I did. I think it's incredibly important that our members have a voice, and that conscience, that voice, is carried through the GSR, down a level to district. So yeah, I did that for a year, and it really that role as GSR, it really it kind of propelled my understanding, I guess, and education around what is CA outside of a meeting. CA is, as we all know, or if there's a newcomer you don't necessarily know, it's a lot more than just going to a meeting. It's a lot more than just having a sponsor and working the program and reading the book and all that sort of stuff. There's a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes of this fellowship to keep or to try and keep our members safe, educated, sober. I took that bit of service on because it was drummed into me from day one that for me to have a well-balanced recovery, I guess, I should be of service. Service has helped me remain in recovery. It has. It's helped me to stay sober. Being of service to this fellowship has helped me grow as an individual, as a human being in recovery. And within this fellowship, being the members' voice, I guess, at District has been incredibly rewarding. I think everyone, from newcomers to old timers to everyone in between, we all have the right to have a say in how this fellowship grows and is operated and where the money's spent and to have a safe place to voice concerns. As GSR at Basingstoke, for example, we covered some very serious, quite unhealthy topics, which we had to bring. I had to bring it to district. There were some members' behaviours that were quite worrying. That's not to scare people away from that bit of service, but it's an incredibly important bit of service, is what I think I'm getting at. To have members come to me and say, to ask me questions, what happens outside of these meetings? What happens with the structure of CA? Where's our Tradition 7 money being spent? That sort of stuff. And it was a steep learning curve. It was a really steep learning curve. Granted, I was literally 2 weeks out of a 6 month stint in rehab, 7 month stint in rehab. you know, but I loved it. I loved it. I loved that bit of service. And it introduced me to other people at District. It introduced me into having to take my personal opinions and my personal views completely out of the equation, because that's not what I was there to do. I was there to, you know, carry the conscience of that home group at the time in Basingstoke. And when that bit of service finished, I then put myself forward for DSR at District, you know, so one level down, to represent my district at an area level. And again, unfortunately, due to circumstances, I took that position early. I took it, you know, a few months early, and I was voted in early. And that bit of service really did propel me into a different place with my recovery. You know, it's an incredibly big commitment, as is any service. You know, I'm not trying to take away from other pieces of service. When you take service, it's incredibly important that you understand that it's a commitment, in the same way that I was committed to being a drug addict and an alcoholic, and smashing myself to pieces for an incredibly long period of time. When I have taken service on, you know, GSR, DSR, because that's what we're talking about, I've committed to it. I think it's important that when our members commit to these service positions, they fully commit to it, the same way that we fully commit to our recovery. Being DSR for Hanson Barks has been an absolute roller coaster. It really has. I've been very fortunate that I've met some incredible people. You know, a lot of them on this meeting today, some incredible people. I've traveled all over the country with that bit of service. You know, maybe Manchester and back in the day probably wasn't the best idea, to be honest. But, you know, I still can be quite unmanageable. You know, I've been to Warwick, to Wales, all over the country with this bit of service. And, you know, I'm very fortunate that I'm still currently a DSR. I've extended my service by 3 months at Hanson Barks in these very unsettling times. You know, I'm very fortunate that I'm still of service to my district with some really new, groundbreaking, exciting, sometimes scary. You know, these are scary times we're living in. You know, will physical meetings ever reemerge? You know, we're having to do everything virtually. But I'm very fortunate. I'm very grateful that the members acknowledge, the members of, you know, my district have voted me in to be a trusted servant, you know, to report back on what's discussed at a national level, you know, how individual members, you know, at the sharp pointy end, you know, newcomers walking through the door, how their voice can be heard at a national level. I find that incredibly rewarding, incredibly important. These two bits of service have been a challenge. You know, I'm not going to lie, they have been a challenge at times, you know, balancing, you know, a newborn baby, for example, who's now 9 months old, trying to write reports, you know, spending 2 hours on online meetings or 2 hours in physical meetings, traveling around the country. It can be challenging, but let me reassure you, you know, it has been an absolute honour and a pleasure, really, to be of service to this fellowship. And when I roll out of service in August, you know, I'll be looking for my next bit of service. You know, all I can say is that the service that I've taken on has helped with my personal relationships, my professional relationships. I hope that it's helped this fellowship remain, and you know, remain as stable as it can, and you know, long may it continue. And you know, thanks for asking me to share my experience. I'd recommend being of service to anybody, newcomer or not. And with that, I'll leave it there.